This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup. The Panthers go back to back. The Stanley Cup will remain here in South Florida.
Your Panthers, hey. Back to back. And we know on this
they
show.
They went back to back.
Not easy to go back to back.
Not easy to go back to back.
This segment sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's summer menu is back featuring a mouth-watering smash burger, lobster roll, and fresh seafood items. We'll be at McGurk's Langhorne location June 25th. Next week? Yeah, a week from today. We're going to be in Langhorne. That's awesome.
That sounds like a Wednesday.
That is a Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, so 1 week from today also. Will be a Wednesday.
Doesn't it feel like a Thursday? It does feel like a Thursday, though. I mean, it feels like a Friday, to be honest.
It doesn't feel like a Friday, no.
To me, a little bit.
But the Friday's like got a total feeling to it. Like, you wake up, you know it's Friday.
Yeah. I mean, but it just feels like, I guess, the week going kind of slow, I guess. Feels weird.
But if it feels like a Friday, then we're done today. We got two more days this week.
We got two more days
this week. But I do think the summertime takes on a different feel, right? You kind of don't know what the days are as much. The football season's a little easier. Anyway, your Panthers, Hugh Douglas, win the Stanley Cup. Though this year, you didn't pick them.
I didn't pick them this year. I picked, who was it, the team that left out? The Edmonton Oilers? Was it the Oilers?
That's who the Panthers beat.
Did you pick the Oilers?
No, I picked the
Stars.
I picked another Canadian team.
Oh, no, you picked the Canadians.
Time.
They got bounced.
Yeah,
the first
that's who it was. Because this was the first year that there were two Canadian teams that have been in the playoffs in a long time.
Right, but you had the wrong one.
Yeah, I had the wrong one. Mm-hmm. I backed the wrong horse.
Okay, this is like a million years in a row. Florida keeps winning the cup. It was Tampa Bay for a while, and now we get Florida Panthers winning the cup. So congratulations to Florida. They are champions of the NHL. Also, another win for Hughes teams last night. So we had the Panthers winning. Who else won last night? Hughes Braves, did they win last night?
They did. Did you want to hear what happened?
Yeah, let's hear that.
Bases full, one away. First pitch, Riley swings and drives it to center field. Taylor going back to the warning track over his shoulder. He makes the running catch, crashing into the wall, but Williams comes to the plate and scores. It's a walk-off sacrifice fly for Austin Riley, and in extra innings, the Braves come rallying back to stun the Mets. 5-4, the final score in 10. That was a tremendous catch by Tyrone Taylor in center field, but unfortunately, nothing he could do.
Well, it's good news that the Braves won last night because they beat the New York Mets. So, it wasn't all bad last night for the Phillies, even though they lost and the whole Castellanos and Rob Thompson thing is going haywire. The Mets lose. That's four losses in a row by the Mets here, Hugh. They're coming back down to earth a little bit. I mean, the Mets have been mostly really good this season. They've had a couple down streaks. They're in a down right now, and they've got a couple pitchers hurt. So maybe the Mets are just they're ripe for the picking because they come here this weekend, right? When the Phillies finish with the Marlins and the Braves and the Mets finish this weekend, Devin mentioned it when she was with us. It's a big series here. The Mets come into town for three starting on Friday night.
Yeah, man, you got a chance to gain some ground, so that's good for us. So this Castellanos thing, it's a little bit of a setback.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be important to see how this team bounce back tonight, and if you can bounce back tonight. We got Ranger on the mound tonight.
Yes. I was, you know what, it is funny that we ended up, here talking about the Castellanos-Topper drama, because as that game was going on last night, I think until the Trey home run, you know what I was thinking to myself?
What'd you think?
Well, you were going to peacock in here because Cal Quantrill was shutting the Phillies down last night. They didn't score much off him.
No, they didn't.
You were going to take a bow or something?
Oh, no, man. Yeah. But, I knew it was going to hurt me because I had the under run scored. Mm. But when Luzardo gave up that two-runner.
Glad your head's in the right place.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Yeah. I mean, I'm never going to bet against the Phillies in a situation like that. But I do remember – the Kyle Quantrill conversation that we had, and he had a good day today. That day that I made the comment that y'all would never let me live down.
Well, he stinks. He had a good day. He stinks. That's the problem. He doesn't stink?
I know. I'm nothing because you see,
his ERA is like 5 for his career.
No, but I'm just saying he pitched pretty decent yesterday.
I know. That's the Phillies' fault. Yeah. Maybe if Castellanos was in the lineup, they'd have a better chance to hit. But
maybe if he stops saying stuff that gets him, I mean,
who cares?
He
cares. Phillies care.
Maybe if he stops saying egregious stuff that gets him put on the bench.
Remember when Harper got hit and we're like, screw the game, screw the win.
Yeah.
Do something.
Right, but that was because their player got hit. This is Topper's feelings.
No, but we're talking about things that are gonna have a ripple effect through the entirety of the season. Yeah. And this is way less about Topper's feeling and more about Castellanos' feelings. He was the one that was in his feelings about being benched by Rob Topper.
I agree. But Topper's the way. Look, come here, Topper again. His explanation yesterday for why he benched Nick Castellanos. So we know what happened. Monday night, they removed Castellanos for defensive purposes. Now, his spot in the order came up one more time. I don't think they were expecting it because they were towards, Castellanos had just hit the inning before he came out. My guess is Topper didn't think that spot would come up again. It did. So Nick had to come out for defense. He missed an at bat. He had something to say. Here's Topper on kind of what happened and why he made the decision.
Last night, one of the things about Nick, one of the many things about Nick that I love, is that he's very emotional. He loves to play, and he loves to play every inning of every game. I just thought last night he made an inappropriate comment after he came out, and so today he's not going to play. And I'm going to leave it at that.
So he says he's going to leave it at that, but by saying that, by telling us, the can of worms is open. Like, we're all wondering what he said.
Now everybody want to know what was said that was egregious enough to get him benched.
And now we find out how Nick Castellanos responds. Where do you come down? Team Topper, Team Castellanos? I thought Topper was too heavy-handed. None of us know what was said. I just didn't think a benching was necessary.
By the way, Mike Angelina sent me this stat.
Okay.
Nick Castellanos has been lifted for either a pinch runner or defensive replacement 10 times in his Phillies career before the ninth inning. In games that were decided by 5 runs or less.
So 10 times.
Yeah. So, this is not something unheard of.
But it is something they don't typically do. I mean, that's the truth.
They've done it to him 10 times.
Yeah, I would need to go back to those. I mean, it was a big point of contention a few postseasons ago, right? Because we all saw how bad he was defensively, and they never took him off the field.
But he's worse defensively now.
I understand that. I think he's been as bad as he's ever been defensively this year. I mean, I am with you on that. Again, we've had other bad defensive players that stay on the field. Again, there's a lot.
Not really.
I mean, not really.
They always. But hold on. But
Trey Turner last year was
bad. But Trey Turner is a much better hitter than Nick Castellanos.
Last year? No, he wasn't. Not last year. Last year, they're about the same. Last year in the postseason. They let him stay on the field when they have a lead instead of Sosa.
Right, but but that's the postseason.
I understand. But so this was
I think it was a different.
Monday? A game in June against the Marlins.
But you want to have all of your best guys out there on the field in the postseason.
I agree. So, but my thing now moving forward is this the new precedent? We put the If Topper wants to start something new, starting Monday, seventh inning or later, with the lead, my all-defensive team is in. I'm cool with that. Then Alec Bohm and Trey Turner shouldn't be on the field, or at least one of them shouldn't be. Sosa's on the bench. So if this is the new way, that's fine. What this felt was inconsistent.
Well, it's not. They've done it to Castellanos before, and they do it all the time to other guys. Like, the outfield is, like, we can say what we want about Trey Turner defensively.
Yeah.
The outfield is the worst area on the team defensively. It's not even close.
Agreed. I know that. If this is the new way, then he should keep doing it. Like, would you agree with that?
Yeah, of course.
Do you think he's going to? Because I don't.
I do.
I think he's going to do whatever he needs to do to help win.
I disagree. So after the whole hissy fit that we just had, he's going to do it again tonight.
You really think this is a one-off?
I don't know.
That this is the only time he's ever going to do it with Nick Castellanos. Then that's not showing a backbone.
Well, I mean, tonight then. Let's just play it out. After this whole thing happened, if it's a 5-4 game in the ninth inning, do you think Castellanos on the field in right field tonight? I do.
He shouldn't be.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but that's part of the reason I think we have an issue here is the manager's inconsistent. Cowboy Jim is up next. Speaking of inconsistent, what's up, Cowboy Jim?
Cowboy Jim.
First of all, B student by Kyle. Come on. I'm saying C minus at the most. And can you tell that C minus Kyle that just because I'm a Cowboys fan doesn't
mean
I have an opinion
about
sports?
We just don't take it seriously, which you have to say. That's all.
I've been following sports before all you were born, so don't give me that. And as for this Phillies thing, look, you can tell this has been building up between these two for a long time. He keeps Nick in there because he's a big baby. He doesn't want to have to deal with it. So he finally does that. And he embarrasses him in front of his family and friends in Miami. I mean, the guy just hit a grand slam the other day. If I were him, I'd be asking for a trade. Send me to the Mets or the Dodgers. You know, get me out of here.
Well, I'm not sure those teams are going to want him, but he could ask.
Well, why wouldn't they want him?
Well, he's not a very good player. I mean, we could all call this for what it is. That's part of it.
And Hugh, give us a story about that you in this a similar situation that you have known or ever seen before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever seen a player, a teammate of yours, mouth off at a coach?
What you talking about? Well, he didn't mouth off. He left practice. George Hageman. Remember when George Hageman left?
He was out of here.
And he got his ass. Made him put his sled. Then got his ass up out of here. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah,
that was crazy. But this is one of those things, Cowboy Jim. If he says something as egregious as I think it was, you have to be disciplined for that, because if you don't, you lose the whole locker room. You lose everybody.
Okay, but he doesn't disrespect Harper or Trey Turner. I mean, he's not going to do that. So he's kicked out of the boys' club. I'm telling you, he's been kicked out of the boys'
club. You talking about Casty? Yeah, we were talking about that. I think whatever he said was pretty egregious.
Constantino.
I think that was the case.
Jim, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? What do you got?
I'm going to say a Dodge Charger.
Oh, Jim, that's
Charger.
A good guess.
Fun guess, Jim. All right, Hugh, we're at that point of the show where you got to give clue three because 1, 2, and 2A not getting the job done. What do you got?
This is named after an animal.
All right, so this is something that gives you joy. It's been around since about 60 years or so, right?
60 years or so.
Oh, 60 years or so. And it's named after an animal?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about these clues?
I feel great.
You do. Yeah.
Listen.
You ever get a sense of how the clues are going as you give them?
Well, I feel like this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
it's awful.
The people that have given guesses so far, they know me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're close.
They're close?
Yeah.
Like really close?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're close.
So now you're putting it on the next group here that someone's got
to
get it.
The next group, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to help them out. I mean, you know,
okay.
Some pretty good guesses.
Let's see what Mario in Northeast Philly has to say. Hey, Mario.
Yo, what's going on? How you doing?
What's up, Mario?
Yo, Hugh, yo, Elliot, cook my boy on the Jones just a few minutes ago.
No, he didn't cook anybody. He's living in
sometimes,
La La.
Sometimes, you know.
La La Land.
Sometimes you got to let somebody come in that's a wordsmith, man, and talk. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, just let the wordsmith
So Mario, I understand. You think Jalen's the best athlete in Philadelphia right now?
I do.
Oh,
this is a joke,
no
quite
props,
frankly.
Man. I listen to us Eagle fans, man. We down that boy.
No props.
Kicking him in the sack, calling him noodle arm, all
no,
that.
No, one, I never said that. I mean,
you didn't, but I hear my friends say this stuff all the time.
Well, just because your friends are crazy doesn't mean you got to be crazy, too.
No doubt. But yo, don't get away from Elliot cooking you, though. I love that little situation. He was cooking you, boy. You ain't had nothing to say. I ain't never seen you like that, Joe.
Elliot was out of his mind. He wants Ace Bailey here. That guy's a loser. Anyway, Mary, what do you got?
Yeah, I was just calling with the Hughes clues, man. I ain't really have nothing too much to say about the Phillies. I think it's over. It's coming to an end. I see everything coming down to an end, man. With the Bryce getting hit by the ball and Castellanos, like, it's getting bad. This it right here. This the last year for us.
It might, well, Mario, it might be. At least this core. I mean, they got a lot of older guys. They got the free agents with Schwarber and JT. Changes are coming. Hopefully they can figure this out. All right, Mario, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Now, the Hughes Clues, I didn't see the second option that he gave. I was going off the first one. Mm-hmm. I was going to say a bully.
A bully?
Yep, he said something he enjoyed doing, beating up a bully.
Oh, beating up a bully. like Willie Rofe, but you kind of got bullied by Willie Rofe.
He used to knock jokers out for the young.
I like that.
Oh, no, I
got teabagged by Willie Rofe.
Mario, good phone call, except you're dead wrong on Elliot. He didn't cook anybody. He's in La La Land.
That bothered you a little bit.
Well, because, you know, we have this thing. I've noticed this.
No, if you repeat my opinion, you're cooking, dude.
If you agree with what I think, you won. I mean, you won the debate. If you're on the other side, you're a moron.
I mean, that's how it works, like, every day.
But that's not what debate is. Debate
I mean, it kind of is.
It's not.
It's not what it should be. Like, no, again, and you do this all the time, Hugh.
Wait, why are you catching a stray?
Because when we ask you a question, you're like, this is what other people think. Like, how about let's just... I know we don't like to do this all the time, but what about what logic and reality tells you?
Listen, I live my truth.
We know.
And live lies.
And if I have a better grasp of reality some cases, then you guys do, then hey, that's what it is.
I can't help ever
it.
Do.
I try to teach you guys every day. Like my dad used to say all the time, the more I try to teach you, the dumber I feel. That's sometimes that's how it feels when I'm talking to y'all. I'm just trying to teach y'all.
Ironically,
and then I just got to hit y'all with
way.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, I feel God the same
bless
way.
Your, you be like, bless your heart. But then Elliot just came. Elliot was cooking, though, by the way. That's
he
why.
He was.
So I just sat here.
You sitting there that's telling him to preach constantly doesn't mean that he was cooking.
I just sat here and I drank out my Bucky's cup like this, and I was just like,
cooking roadkill.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He was.
He sat here for
beautiful.
20 minutes and argued that a guy that was a game manager for 70% of the season is the best player in the city.
How many MVPs of the Super Bowl do we have in the city right now?
Two.
MVP of the Super Bowl.
Two.
Well, you mean like currently are in the city?
Yeah.
One. I mean, Nick Foles is retired.
Well, that's how MVP works. There's one.
You know what I'm saying? That's Jalen. The current
Thank
Super
you.
Bowl.
Thank you. I had no idea.
Great. That's
why,
wonderful.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's how you know it's ridiculous. If they just – Jalen plays the same game, the same exact result, and they give the MVP to Josh Sweat, what are all you guys saying?
Josh Sweat balled out.
Yeah, man, the number one athlete in the city.
Like, if we use things that are so nebulous but as still, a dumb MVP
still,
vote.
He still won.
You know
he
they take that MVP vote with like 11 minutes
to go. But he still
ago,
won the Super Bowl.
And there's clowns up in the press box that get to vote on
listen.
It. Elliott voted. He's biased on the whole thing. He's part of it. You're right over there.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm just serious. Like, if Josh Sweat got the votes, then Josh Sweat is number one?
If Josh Sweat, well, hey, he could have won MVP, but he didn't. They gave it to Jalen.
So the guy that almost won MVP, right? No one minded that he left for the Arizona Cardinals because he's replaceable. The guy that got it is the best athlete in Philadelphia.
He's the best athlete. Well, he's not the best on my list. Right, he's the best on Elliott's list.
Yeah, but you were telling Elliott he was Elliott, cooking by telling us he's number one.
That's what I'm about to say.
That's a joke.
Elliott, live your truth, bro. If you want him to be number one on your list, then by golly,
living,
he's
living
number
everyone's
one.
Truth is dangerous. It, we it can't have that.
Is, but,
that's how the world got to where it is right now. Yeah. People like you. Okay.
We don't talk politics on this show. I mean,
it wasn't politics. It was just everything. People.
We are all inclusive, people. But we don't. We talk about you.
You people. Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, right.
We don't talk.
It's unbelievable. This whole thing. All right, Carl in Mapleshade has inside info on Ace Bailey, that loser the Sixers shouldn't
draft. What you got, Carl?
Carl, what do you got for us?
Oh man, I got all the goods.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the commercial? I got the mots.
You got the mots.
Yes.
We got the mots.
Carl, what do you got? What do you got on Ace Bailey? You know people? What are you thinking?
Well, my niece goes to Rutgers. She's going into her fourth year of six. She's going to be a pediatrician. Saw every home game at Rutgers. She's in the cheering section. She's in the marching band. Mm-hmm. She's talked to Ace Bailey several times. And I said, Rachel, can you ask him a question for me? She said, yeah. I said, why did he choose Rutgers when out of high school? Ohio State was going to give him a full ride. Kentucky was going to give him a full ride. Kansas, Texas, and Oregon was going to give him a full ride. He said, I want to be a pro in this area.
In like the new, like the Northeast kind of area, this area.
Well,
like
that's you know, he didn't just say it, but I'll be daggone, that boy wants to be a Sixer now. Mm. I saw five of their games.
Okay. They didn't win. They didn't win enough games, unfortunately, Carl.
And here's the point. And here's the good stuff.
You got
it was two
stuff.
On five. When people talk about Rutgers didn't get into the playoffs. You're not getting into the playoffs with 2-on-5. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah, but if you have two of the best three players in college basketball, you should get to the tournament. They let 68 teams in the tournament, Carl.
They didn't have three enough supporting casts to allow them to do it.
You heard me.
Yeah, I did. Carl, we did this before. We did it with Ben Simmons, and he was a loser. We did it with Markel Fultz. Like, when a guy doesn't make the tournament, it's a red flag, Carl. Red flag.
It shouldn't be.
Sure, it should.
Be. What game did you see from Rutgers?
I saw quite a few. I watched Big Ten basketball. I saw quite. He shoots bad shots. He's a 2-point. He loves long twos and contested shots. He doesn't take smart shots, Carl.
He does have to work on his longer game. But let me tell you something. His inside presence is unmatched. He'll jump over anybody in the NBA. When everybody wants to launch up from the outside. This man's going to take it to the hole, off the rack. He
sounds
wants
like he
to get
want Ace
down
Bailey
low.
Here, Joe.
So you're an Ace Bailey guy.
My God, if the Sixers don't bring in Ace Bailey. Now, when I talk to my niece, you know what he wanted to know as far as on a personal level? How are you doing at your schoolwork?
He that asked was, her that?
He didn't want to talk about himself.
Mm.
He wanted to know how she was doing.
Be careful over there. Well, he seems like a nice kid then, Carl. I'm glad. He could be a wonderful child, grown man in Washington. I don't want him here. Carl, what do you got for us? What's your guess?
Well, it's a car and an animal, and it's a Jaguar.
Carl. It's close. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Topper, Phillies, Castellanos, where do you come down? If you think Elliott cooked me, you could tell me that too. I mean, anyone could yell nonsense and think they're right. I mean, and you could giggle, but he's not the number one athlete in Philadelphia. Like, I can't believe it's considered offensive to say Jalen Hurts isn't the best athlete in Philadelphia. You guys have gone to a level led by Hugh Douglas that is ridiculous.
First of all, I didn't have him number one.
You had him two, which is almost
I did
one.
Have him.
Yeah, so you're part of the problem. All right. Your phone calls, plus a proposed trade from Jim Bowden for the Phillies. What do we do it or not? We'll hit that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94, WIP, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props for the NBA Finals. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance threads. Want to check a player's consistency during the playoffs, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. After the tip-off, you can buy live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You can start it with $200 in bonus bets. If your first $5 bet wins, visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.